Blog Talk Radio.
Vibes this beautiful November Sunday evening, right before Thanksgiving, turkey dressing, collard greens, all the good stuff. We're here with you. We're getting ready to bring you on into it. We're going to bring you on into it. Mr. D is in the house. What's going on? What's going on?
What's up, everybody? Getting ready for turkey day. Getting ready for turkey day. Getting ready to fill up our stomachs. And watch football. Glory to God.
What's Turkey Day? Turkey Day. What's Turkey?
Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, you're saying Turkey. Turkey Day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got Turkey Day, and then you got leftover Turkey Day afterwards.
Oh, I thought you said Turkey. Turkey. I didn't know what Turkey was.
You know how I talk.
Y'all pick at me so much, you know I had to throw that up in there. Anyway.
T-U-K-Y. Turkey.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just thought I heard Tucky. I didn't know what Tucky was. I thought maybe I was missing out on something. I, you know.
Well,
anyway. Hey, everybody. We're going to have a good show today. We're going to play some independent gospel artists all over the world. I want y'all to check them out. And I want all of those people that I've been telling to send in their MP3s, and they haven't, or if they have, y'all need to hit me up at globemusic@gmail.com. Globe, G-L-O-B-E-E, music, M-U-S-I-C, at gmail.com. Just reminding the independent artists, get your MP3s in. If you made it, we're going to play it, okay? Do that. So right now, we're going to come on at you with Step Out, Step On Out, Step On Out, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do, because we're going to have a good show today. Don't forget, we got Lois Candy Vernon coming on at y'all with Inspirational Corner at the, toward the end of the show, so don't y'all miss out on that. Y'all stay tuned. She got a little something for your Thanksgiving gifts today. So don't hang it up. We'll be right at you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, Father. Lord, I want to go down. But it seems I just cannot move from this spot. I want to repent of my sins. I want to be whole. I said I was coming out to go to church today to get saved. And I want to be saved. I want to be right. Lord, just help me to be able to move from this spot right now. It seems that everybody's looking around just to see who's going to go down. And you know, it seems just like everybody's looking at me. Lord, I'm I'm going to have this faith today, and I'm going to step on down. I'm going on down. I'm going on down.
Come on and join us in this marvelous life. of Christianity. Yeah. It's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing. Do you know anything about it?
Do you know it?
How was church today, Minister D? How was church today at your church?
It was good. It was good. You know, as always, you know, we get a life-changing word every Sunday for our marvelous pastor, Dr. Leisha Howard. The message today was real interesting. It was real interesting. They had a question. And you know, I was going to bring it up. I'm glad you took it out. Why is it that we wait to one day out of the year to sit down at the big turkey and give thanks for our meal?
Just like we wait to one day to praise the Lord, to say to give gifts on Christmas.
So my question is, when you sat down at the table at Burger King, that meal wasn't worthy of thanks? When you were eating your waffle and your fries and your soda, maybe you might have had a side of onion rings. I don't know. But that wasn't worthy of thanks. I'm just saying. That's all.
Well, you know, a lot of families don't even get together like that unless it's either a funeral, you know what I'm saying, or Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Well, you know, I'm not even talking about family. Just that when one person just sit out at the table, you know, that'd be the one time you say, Lord.
You're just talking about saying, blessing the food.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
See, you're thankful for the turkey, but you ain't thankful for the waffle. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you just sit down and just start grazing. Yeah, I know how they go.
Lord, thank you for
the waffle. Well, you know, I was hungry. I was hungry. I had already blessed my food in my mind.
Yeah, that's the other one. You know, that's the other one. See, you know, when you say thank you verbalize. You say thankful. You don't say, well, I was thinking about it. That ain't the same thing.
God,
you
gotta say it. He know I'm thankful.
Yeah, he know I'm thankful. But
mm-hmm. No,
I'm
going to
say this. Look, I'm going to say this, we'll go on, because I ain't going to start in there. There's a difference in being thankful and being grateful. I'm going to leave it right there.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm in the house this evening. Oh, God, I snuck on because I didn't want Mr. to know I was in the house. Now, he talking about all of this. Wait a minute. This is Sister Evangelist Peppercorn.
Yes, I know. That noise.
Y'all know I had to come on the air for Thanksgiving and let the Lord know that I'm so grateful and thankful for all that he has given to me. Now, Minister D, I know you grateful
yes,
and thankful because you show it. Did you save a turkey for me? Did you save a 2013 turkey for me? That's all I need to know.
Because
the Lord has been good, and I would like to have a 2013 turkey.
Well, Sister Peppercorn, in a spirit of Thanksgiving, yes, I did.
I heard you lost a few pounds. See, that's why I say the Lord is good. His mercy is endureth forever. Because if you lost a few pounds, I don't know what's going on with Evangelist Globy, why she ain't lost a few pounds. Because if it was in the food left and you didn't eat it, she must have ate it. So
well,
I'm going to be praying for
both,
y'all. I'm going to step away for a few minutes. I'm coming on back. I got a few things to say to the listeners for Thanksgiving to uplift their spirits. So we're going to let y'all go ahead on and have glorious gospel vibes go forward.
We've come to give glory and praise, honor and reverence to our King. Oh Lord, we give you glory.
Oh Lord, we give you glory.
Oh Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh Lord, we give you the praise.
Oh Lord,
That is T. Lynn Smith with Glory and Praise. Praise the Lord. Minister D, did you see how Sister Vanja just came off any kind of way up on me? But did you see that? Did you hear that?
Yeah. I heard it. I just, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm just, you know, just trying to be.
See, this is why she working on her E. She said her name is, she said Sister Vanja, it's the E, she working on the E. This is why she working on her E. She just don't do people right. I just don't understand. Lord, we're going to pray for her. Bless her heart.
Yeah, we just, you know, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I'm going to leave her alone.
Oh, Lord, I got to let you people know, you know, Thanksgiving is just, it's a time of being thankful, but we should be thankful every day of our lives. When we wake up in the morning, we should say thank you, Lord, because he didn't have to allow us to see that day.
Another day?
We could have been gone in our sleep. Mm-hmm. But Thanksgiving is not just for one day, but we celebrate it on one day out of the year to bring together family and friends and people in America love to do celebrate this one day in November. Now I'm not too familiar with what goes on in other countries, or you know if you know any other countries celebrate it on the what is it, the fourth Thursday in the month of November,
mm-hmm.
what we do in America. Thanksgiving in America is an embodiment of goodness and contentment, and in the land of partaking in plenty, the secular festival marks the coming together of distant family and friends to celebrate and to pray. See? Hear that? Pray. Celebrate and pray for each other's well-being and thank the Lord our God for his immense grace. So this is what we do on Thanksgiving. We don't come together to talk about who didn't do something in the family right. We don't come together to talk about the turkey was burned or whatever, getting arguments, drink, start fighting and cursing and saying all kind of craziness. We come together to give thanks unto our Lord and to be thankful that he has blessed us with the family and friends for that festive occasion. So just to give, so, you know, let y'all know something about Thanksgiving.
Every day is a day of Thanksgiving.
That's right.
That's right. Every day. Every day. Every day. But when we come back, I got my rant for the week. Just wait to hear this one. Now, that's all I just,
oh, just Come Thou Font. Okay. Come Thou Font. By Brooklyn, New Jersey. New York. Brooklyn, New York. Ron James. Brooklyn's own. Brooklyn's own. Come. Come. Thou Font. Town Font by Ron James.
I love
that. That's a beautiful song. Got a little Christmas and a little Thanksgiving mixed up in there. That's what I like about it.
It's the holiday.
What you got to tell me? That's the holiday.
Okay.
I'll give me some Christmas songs. Oh, go ahead. Run it.
Okay. You know what? Of course, you know, our President Obama, he can't catch a break. I mean, it's always something. Check this out. Of course, we know Thanksgiving is drawing nigh, and with it, PETA's annual war. PETA, you know, the people against the slaying of the animals and all the other kind of stuff, the folk who literally almost ruined Michael Vick's career. But anyway, you know, they have their annual war on a holiday that features a lot of indulgence of the turkey, stuffing, and other delightful confections. Oddly enough, President Obama is the object of this nonsense. Noting that the annual pardoning of the Thanksgiving turkey, PETA accused the president of pimping for the turkey industry and offered a lurid description of how the wonderful, succulent animal is slaughtered for the table. Leaving aside the racist implication of suggesting that the first African-American president is a pimp, one has to again wonder why being vegetarian can make people so cranky about people who prefer their food a little meaty. Now, there's no organization that we know of who favors forcing vegans to start chomping down on hamburgers and fried chicken. I mean,
okay.
Really. I mean, what else can they come up with?
I don't know. Anything that they can find, anything to make it sound bad, make him look bad, make him be bad. So when his term is up, his term gonna be up. What's the problem? Why y'all still, tripping?
Pimping for the turkey industry.
Wow, he a pimp now for turkey. Okay, pimp for turkey.
Pimping for the turkey industry. Yeah, give me that turkey. Where's my turkey?
Wait a minute. I got to bring it. We got Sister Candy on in the studio. Sister Candy.
I'm in the house.
Hey, girl. How are you? God bless you. God bless you on this wonderful
Thank you.
Evening.
Thank you.
Oh, listen. Did you hear what was going on about the pimp? The president is a pimp for turkeys.
I tell you the truth, Derek, he couldn't find him. I had heard that one. Oh, pimping president. Go ahead.
Pimping for turkeys.
But he's pimping for a turkey, though. He was pimping the turkeys.
Where are my turkeys?
Turkey can't catch a break.
Where are my turkeys? That's all I'm saying. Where are my turkeys?
I just want them nice brown and
you
ain't
got my turkey. You better go get my turkey. Okay.
Oh,
I heard it all now. I heard it all.
This turkey too small. This turkey too small. Take it back. I only deal with quality turkeys. You hear me? Now depart from me.
See,
a White House turkey on the black market.
He should have never found that article.
That was called a White House turkey on a black market.
Yeah. I got turkeys on the low. Just come to the trunk. I got a bunch of them in the trunk. To get the $10 you can have. Give me $10, you can have all of them.
And see, they put all this foolishness, what they call it, it's called foolishness, on the internet, in the newspaper, on the radio, so that you can, I guess to turn your heart about Obama, but that's just craziness right there. I mean, you can find something better else to say. I mean, talking about turkeys and, he'd be on a pimp for the turkey or whatever. It just don't make no sense.
Now, And moreover from that, you all hear about the mayor in Toronto that's just, you know, just way out there. You know, he smoked crack cocaine. He cussing all on TV doing interviews. Now, they took a poll, and almost 40% of the people will still vote for him.
Because
you got this group over here talking about Obama pimping turkeys. What's wrong with this picture?
I don't know. Now, see, this particular the mayor in Toronto, whatever, they say he's a good mayor. He just got caught smoking a little crack. They say he's a good mayor. People respect him. They like him. They don't want to replace him. So that's why you got that right there. Now,
I understand. I mean, no,
he might have shot somebody and got off.
No, actually, let me back up. 42% of Toronto voters approve of it. 42%. So.
And the other half just felt that since he was smoking crack, that's why it was wrong. That's why they didn't have nothing to say, or they didn't vote for that. But they really like it, that man. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Obama picking pimping turkeys.
So what can you say? Well, I tell y'all, we gonna have to lean into him, Jesus. I don't care which way you go. It's all about our Lord and Savior. Because I tell you, we ain't got him, we don't have nothing. Nothing.
Yes. Nothing.
And that's who we have to. That's our source, our resource, our every good and perfect thing. And I just want to play this song that's in my heart right now. It was sung by Claudia Nelson. I just want to see his face.
All right.
I tell you, sometimes when you hear crazy stuff like that, you be like, Lord, when you coming? Because woo!
That's my personal conversation. Look up. That's my conversation.
Right.
Every day she look up in the clouds, say, any day now, his foot might be stepping through.
He said, wait and watch for him. And I'll be glad when the day we do see his face, because I know I'm going to be in the number. Ain't no doubt in my mind. And you can't have doubt. You got to know that you're going to see him.
Amen.
So
amen.
When I'm in pain, spiritual pain, physical pain, for I know that that is one of the reasons why Jesus died on that cross at Calvary, to take it all away, all the pain, all sickness, depression, and whatsoever you're dealing with at the moment. Just say, by his stripes I'm healed, and move in his presence, knowing he will not be the same. I wanna thank you.
Lord on my soul. Oh, that was a beautiful song. I want to see his face. Claudia Nelson, all the way from the Netherlands, y'all. Woo! Awesome.
That was
awesome,
great.
Awesome.
Yes. Like that. Love it, love it, love it.
Okay. Lord, Sister Lois, we want you to bring on in with that inspirational corner to uplift our people right now on this wonderful, right before Thanksgiving Sunday.
Amen, amen. Good evening out in Radio Land. Good evening, good evening. I pray that you are having a wonderful evening. You know, oftentimes we make up our Christmas list, but I wonder, have you made up your list for Thanksgiving? And if so, what would it look like? What are you thankful for? Like you, I'm sure my list would include the major things like life, health, family, and friends. But even more than that, I'm thankful for my salvation and the mercy that God showers upon me each day. With Jesus, we have so much to celebrate on Thanksgiving. He has done many things, great things for us. But I want to ask you, what have he done for you? Or are you going to ask me, what has he done for me lately? Well, newsflash, if you're listening to Glorious Gospel Vibes right now, he has done plenty for you. You are very much alive. Think about the graveyard. Could have been the other way. You have your sight and your hearing. Think about the blind or the deaf person. You have a roof over your head. Think about the many homeless. Your utilities must be on. Power, someone's life might be turned off right now. If you have heat, then you are warm. Think about those who don't have shelter, temperatures reaching way into the low 20s. If you have food in your refrigerator, think about the many who are hungry, activities of your limbs. Think about those who lost their limbs in war or disease. Your immediate family still intact. Someone lost a loved one last night. We have so much to be grateful for and thankful for this evening. And it could have been the other way. And the list could go on and on. What does your list look like? One of the most beautiful psalms in the Bible is the 100th Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. You know, a man asked me lately, he says, what do I need God for? I have plenty of money. I have my own home. I drive a Mercedes. I have a great job. And then I began to ask him, did you wake yourself up this morning? He said, no, the alarm clock woke me up. I replied, I beg to differ. It was the finger of God that touched you and woke you up in order for you to hear the alarm. Then he gave you the activities of your limbs to dress yourself and strengthen you to walk out that door. And it is God who is continuing to provide you with new mercies every morning. It is not your power and the strength of your hands that have produced your wealth. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. When we give thanks to the Lord, we are recognizing where our gifts come from. Think of how God opens his hands to you every day with clothing, shoes, food, drink, and your family. But the greatest thing to come from his hands was when his own son was born of the Virgin Mary, then offered his own flesh and blood on the cross. And in the sending of his son, did more than just open his hands. He opened his heart. He opened his heart for all of us. In order to satisfy the greatest need we have, that's the need of forgiveness. He just wants us to be thankful. So stop what you're doing right now and give God a hearty praise. Come on, say, thank you, Lord, from the pit of your soul. You cry out, Lord, tell God, just tell him thank you. God will give you more when you're thankful for what you have. This is Minister Candy with the Inspirational Corner, wishing you and your family a happy
Oh, that was awesome. Ooh, thank you.
Amen.
Oh, that's not there. What y'all talking about? You got a lot to be thankful for. And even though sometimes we feel down and out, but I tell you, God is still on your side, and he's going to bring you through every situation.
Thank
if you just
God.
Trust and believe, it shall
thank
be so. Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness. That is wonderful. You know, God is enough for each and every one of us. and we should be grateful and thankful. I want to play a little song by Christian Rose out of New York called He's Enough for Me.
I want to give.
Enough for me, Lord. Oh, Christian Rose, he's enough for me. Oh, I don't know about you. I don't know what you come to do. Y'all remember that song?
Hey.
So I don't know, those songs be sounding good when you be in church. When they reach back in and bring them back up, you be like, ah, that's just like oldies but goodies when you hear them on the radio. Oh, right, take your memory back. But I tell you.
Get that little shoulder, get that little shoulder bounce going on. Hey.
Yeah, she from back there.
Hey,
well, y'all know I had Sister Vandas in the house earlier. She wanted to get back on the mic, but she said she had a little headache. She was gonna have to check y'all later, cause she gonna have to go get her turkeys and stuff ready. And she told me she was having some I wanted her to tell you, but she said she was having some, she had to go get her cow's tongue out of soap. So
what?
I was like,
Well, who
said her cow's tongue? She said she had it soaking. Tongue.
That right there. See, that was great. That right there. It was great.
You can't call her crazy on the radio now. It's on. Woo, she hit it when she hit it when she hit it with this progress. She coming at
you.
I tried to tell you not to. I tried to tell you. You know she ain't got her E yet. God ain't finished with her yet.
What she said was that she hadn't finished scraping the hair off it,
and she had to put it in soap so that the hair would loosen up.
And see, the hair was making her crazy. See, she done left hair on the countertop, right? Is that what it is? She done left hair on the countertop.
Just keep her in prayer. That's all I can say. But there's a lot of people eat that cow tongue now. I don't know if they eat it for Thanksgiving when they eat it, but there's a lot of people be laying up in the glass when you walk, trying to get you some chitlins. It's all going on with there with the chitlins and the hog maws and all that's in there right
the
now.
The blood of Jesus.
Anyway, I would like to thank everybody for joining us this evening. And for those of us that don't feel thankful, maybe your lights off. Maybe the rent man been knocking on the door. Maybe your car broke down. I know how that feels because mine is right now. But we have to know that trouble don't last always, y'all. You got to lean and depend on somebody. And what about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And for those that just feel just too weak to even call his name out, I want to say a special prayer for each one of those type of people. Spirit, we're gonna pray the spiritual warfare prayer. We're gonna fight that enemy all the way to the end because you know he has no power. You gotta know him when he's coming. You gotta see him when he's coming. You gotta know how he operates because he operates the same.
But Rhoda, before you pray, I want to just say it might maybe want to include it in your prayer, but this is not a happy time of year for everybody. You know, we have people
right.
who lost people during the year, and, you know, the holidays for a lot of people is a very depressing time. So just remember, you know, you're not the only one. I mean, you know, everybody's not happy this year. You know, everybody is not going to have a table full of food. Everybody is not going to be really in a rejoicing mood during this time of year. The holidays is one of the most depressing times of the year for a lot of people, so. Just wanted to just drop that nugget on everyone. Go ahead, Globy.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship and praise before you, and we cover ourselves with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and claim the protection of the blood for our family, for our finances, for our homes, our spirit, soul, and bodies. We surrender ourselves completely in every area of our lives to you, Father. And we take the stand against all the workings of the devil that would try to hinder us or our families from best serving you. Father, we address ourselves to the true and living God and refuse any involvement of Satan in our prayers today and in another day. Satan, we command you and all your demon forces of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ to leave our presence, to bring the blood of Jesus Christ between the devil and our family, our homes, our finances, our spirit, soul, and body. We declare, therefore, that Satan and his wicked spirits are subject to us in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Furthermore, in our own lives today, we destroy and tear down every stronghold of Satan and smash the plans of Satan that have been formed against us and our families. We tear down the strongholds of the devil against our mind, and we surrender our minds to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we affirm, Heavenly Father, that you have not given us a spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. We refuse to fear. We refuse to doubt. We refuse to worry because we have authority. We have power over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us in the name of Jesus. We claim complete and absolute victory over the forces of darkness in the name of Jesus. And we bind the devil and command him to loose our peace, loose our joy, loose our healing, loose our prosperity, and every member of our family for the glory of God. And by faith, We call it done in Jesus' name. We break and smash the strongholds of Satan formed against our emotions today. And we give our emotions to you, Lord. We destroy the strongholds of Satan formed against our will today. And we give our will to you and choose to make the right decisions of faith. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We break down the strongholds of Satan against our bodies today. And we give our bodies totally to you, Lord Jesus, realizing that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. Again, we cover ourselves with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray the Holy Ghost that will bring all the works of the crucifixion, all the works of the resurrection, and all the works of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ into our lives today. We surrender our life and possessions to you, Lord. We refuse not to worry, not to fear, or be discouraged in any way. We will not have envy or show any type of bitterness toward any of our sisters, brothers, or even any of our enemies, but we will love them and love with the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we ask that you open our eyes, show us the areas of our lives that do not please you, and give us the strength, the grace, and the wisdom to remove any sin or weight that would prevent a close fellowship with you. Work in us, Father, to cleanse us from all ground that would give the devil a foothold against us. And we claim in every way the victory of the cross over all satanic forces in our life. We pray for strength that you would provide everything that we need on this day and all the days after. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what give you some strength to know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Every problem that you're coming up against, he's going to be right there for you. He said he will supply all your needs according to your riches, his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And he means just what he said. His word has never sunk to sand. So you all believe it and receive it and just watch just what he'll do for you even on this day and the days to come. Even on Thanksgiving Day, he will show up and show out. Just watch. Just keep your eyes on the prize. Oh, Lord, we thank you today. Today we want to say thank you all our listeners for joining us here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We hope everyone have a beautiful Thanksgiving weekend full of joy, peace, happiness, laughter, love, especially love, because without love, what you got? What you got? That's our Father. Huh? Oh, bless the Lord. I just thank you, Minister D. I thank you, Sister Candy, for being on the program. And I just thank God for y'all, I tell you, I'm a little melancholy today. Hey, woo! But I just
you alright?
Yeah. Did you hear? I guess you alright.
You alright? Yeah,
you alright? We going on out of here with my prayer. My prayer by Bradley Brown out of Miami. Let's do this. We love you. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
I'm buying that spirit of gluttony right now.
And I do know what to do to bow my head to talk to you well. Jah, you're my creator, yeah. You are my rock, you are my shield, you are my hope, you're my everything. Well, all my blessings come from you, yeah. So hear me, oh Jah, I pray, please don't let me go astray from the part that you prepared for me, yeah. Here I am on my knees, you are the one that we need. Don't forsake me, no, I'm your child, yeah. Save me from the workers of iniquity and from the hands of my enemies, yeah. Jah, you're my creator, yeah. My burdens become a heavy load. I leave it to Jah, he takes full control, yeah. He never feel I had no will. So hear me, oh Jah, I pray. please don't let me go astray from the path that you prepared for me. Yeah. Here I am on my knees. You are the one that we need. Don't forsake me, no. I'm your child. Talk to you, yeah. Oh, Father, you're my creator, yeah. You are my rock, you are my shield, you are my hope, you're my everything, yeah. All my blessings come from you, hey. So hear me, oh child, I pray. Please don't let me go astray from the path.